Hello! Happy New Year to all the Hua Kuis. Are you excited this 2026? Hey, am I live? Okay, I saw some of you online. I thought I'm not online yet. Hi everyone on IG, on YouTube. Hi everyone. I'm your Hua Kuis leader. Yes, Happy New Year to everyone. I hope you have eaten your dinner already. I just had mine. And today, I want to kickstart the momentum to do video and to greet everyone, to say hi to you as well. We'll be having a Q&A session, so you want to ask me anything regarding this year, your game plan for the year has always been the same, is to buy your first bubble tea, which is your first private property, So it all depends on budget, So if you I have a few videos in mind for this year. I want to prove to everyone that if your budget is less than 2 million, whatever property you buy last year, you will make 100K a year, ma. Yeah, so I thought of this video idea, which I want to show you facts and figures that it's possible to make 100K a year. And when I talk about 100K a year, it's not that you buy like $5 million property and you make 100K a year. That's very little, ma. The 100K a year is usually the 1.5 to 2 million type, then which you can really earn 100K, which is a very good healthy profit for per year. So if you have bought 3 years ago, 300K already lah. And so this is one of the video idea I have. And later when we have more people coming up on online, I'll be sharing more announcement for the year. And anyway, this is the first live stream. I really hope everyone you have a great New Year, and I wish everyone Hua Hua, and most importantly, I hope you are wiser than last year. So pray for wisdom, pray for good health, and you will have both. So people ask me about the plan for this year. I have my own plan, so I am executing my plan now. So me and my wife plan. We do have our own plans every year, lah. So, and I hope that by doing this video is also a good reminder to ask you to have your own plans. Okay, I don't care about what plan, but for making money, this one easy, lah. Making money, just buy property, lah. Okay, I'm good in buying property. That's how I created this channel called Huat Channel, Huat Telegram, this YouTube channel, and so maybe I'm going to share a bit of like tips, updates, lah. So that you can benefit from this life. Okay, so you have, okay, for those people who 只听华文的，你有看到我刚刚 upload 一个 video，昨晚刚 upload 一个，讲华语的，哎，那个发糕讲华语的，哇，老也超棒，对不对？Yeah, so I also uploaded videos to the Chinese community in 小红书啊，小红书啊，么什么 Redbook 啊。哎呀，I don't know what is it lah. Yeah, so okay, so I got a first question from YouTube. People ask me when's my first program of this year. I think last year a bit siao. I think I'm too aggressive. I want to teach more people the skill sets of buying the right property in Singapore. So for last year, I have done five programs, 5 2-day online program. So this year, I've discussed with my wife. I'm not going to do five. I am only to do four. And it will be 3, 5, 7, 10. Yeah, 3, 5, 7, 10 means March, May, July, October. Then we end the year already. Yeah, so it's not red book. It's called red note. Okay, paisei. Okay, so the 2 days program, the next one is in March, 7, 8 March, 7号、8号、3月. So 3月7号、8号 is my first 2 days online program. I know some of you message me that you are quite urgent, you are already in the midst of selling your HDB, you are in the midst of looking out to buy property. And if you can't wait for the 2 days program, which is happening in March, then of course, then you can consider to come for a one-to-one consultation program. And this is also the next update that I want to share, that I will be increasing price for my one-to-one. I increase price every year. But I want to share with you upfront first. Then I the deadline is end of this month. So end of Jan. So Jan got 31 days ma. So end of Jan will be the old price. So I will adjust the price on 1st of Feb. Yeah, so for those people who are still thinking whether you should come or not, you can come after, you can come in Feb, because it's higher price, ma. Higher price means higher value. Okay, but for those people who do not know what services I do, I only do two things, lah. I only do the 2 days program and my one-to-one consultation program, which I have been done for like 15, 16 years. Yeah, so if you want to have like guidance of your Huaqi leader to give you the right advice, what to buy and based on your budget, how much you can get, and where are the good areas that you can look for, what's the trends, then of course I think I am the most qualified person to help you lah. Because one of the things that I taught recently, if today I retire, it's just a sudden thought. If let's say today there's no more Huaqi leader. Huaqi leader don't want to do anymore. Huaqi leader is doing travel blogging. That's my dream. Travel blogging or maybe I go into music. I don't know. Okay, so let's say I retired. Okay, so I tried to think, if I'm anyone in the market who wants to buy my first property, who should I ask? So I have been asking this question. I am new to the property market. I know no one. Of course, there are 300,000 agents out there. But as we all know, if you ask agents something, they will always sell something to their agenda one. Correct? And they always say the same thing, which I have uploaded. I think I shared one of the story today whereby people ask me, telling they have shared this message from their agent that the agent tell this person not to buy resale because resale need to spend 100K on renovation. So should buy new launch better because new launch is brand new. So you don't need to reno. So my first thought is, do I want to ask such agent who only want to bring me to buy new launch? And I remember I heard the Huaqi leader share before he retired that resale properties potentially make more than new launch, which I shared this many times. I even did a video on YouTube sharing that my sister has made 600K net profit for 3 years and her purchase price at that time is only 1.8 million. So if you if you have all your AI or whatever research tools, you can go and find out any project that you can buy 1.8 million new launch and make 600K, please let me know. Of course, I know which one makes more. I shared many times. There's only two transactions of Pasir Ris 8 that make more. Other than that, all lose. So if you have more info, you can let me know so that we all learn together. So back to, if today, there's no Eric Chu, there's no Huaqi leader, who should I ask for advice? So this one I want to ask you. I really don't know. Okay, let's say today you don't have this channel. Don't have Huaqi leader. I just want to be, I just want to learn and find out who do you seek advice from when it comes to buying property? You can say any website lah. You can say any you can ask some professor. Okay, you can ask professor. Okay. And before you ask anyone, one of the things that I always remind myself for personal growth is to beware who you ask advice from. If I will only ask advice from people who I want to switch places with. I see my amour not bad, right? Because I am older by 1 year old soon. Okay. So if I think that this person is someone who I look up to and I want to be like this person, then I will ask advice. Example, if let's say today I want to buy a good class bungalow. Okay, don't say good class bungalow. I want to buy shophouse. Okay, to be fair, I do have shophouse. So I will want to only ask advice from those people who already own shop houses and maybe share with me some tips like what to look out for things like that. Okay, but another thing is I got people say they want to ask professor. Okay, if the professor has something that you want then okay lah, you can go and ask your professor lah. Okay, so you ask professor, I got people say, okay, experience wins book knowledge. Very true, because today there are some things out there which is fulfill all my criteria near MRT, la, near shopping mall, la, near upgraders, la, but the property still don't perform. Why? Sometimes things cannot explain. La, then you just say any excuse. La. Oh, feng shui, la, feng shui, you want to hear. Okay. But experience is very important. La, because when you look at, like for me, I look at transactions every day. I have almost people in my network who buy properties every day. And I will know where is a places that is hard to buy. Hard to buy means there is some resistance to buy. Like, wow, it's very, wow, not my, wow, very hard to buy. Wow, the seller sell us very high. These are resistance that is also a good sign of buying a good property. You do not want to buy something that is very easy to buy. Like, oh, you try one time, you bought already. Oh, so easy. It can be potentially a shit dealership property or a very lousy property whereby no people wants to buy. That's why when buyer buy, fast, very easy to get it. That's why it's considered not a good property lah. Okay. Yeah, so these are experience. These are my experience. So, yeah, so I want to know like who do you look for like for advice if you don't have this channel or whoever lah. Okay, so of course I got people say other than my videos, I only watch PLB videos. Okay, but to my understanding, PLB video is selling their marketing mah, their marketing projects, their marketing what their property agent lah. They also sell units. Where they have customer who wants them to who engage them to sell. Okay, so next question. Okay, I got people who say people who make a lot from property. Okay, that's good. I hope you have so not everyone knows people who have made a lot from their property. Definitely there are, but there may be people who don't want to share so much because it's very very personal. Okay, so anyway, back to the 2026. Okay, I remember there are like 20 plus new launches coming up. There are like 20, I may be wrong, I haven't do research, but I think there are like 24 condos and 2 EC. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, so 24 condos plus 2 EC means 26. So definitely today, this year, I'll do 26 YouTube videos. Okay, actually 2 years ago, 2024, I go and check. I have done 55 videos. Last year, 2025, I have done like 45 videos. So it's like 10 videos lazy. So this year, we only have what, 26. Okay, 20, so I can do 26 videos and 26 new launch videos and 30 talk out videos. Those funny ones, like what the type of property that I like to buy. Like example, I would like to buy like UK property, things that whereby wow, they can do so much where if you want, when you are so rich, you want to fight with your friend, hey, who lose more, who is the winner? So these are things that I want to do, like funny videos. I want to do funny videos. I want to do like things that you buy that you regret, things like that. Okay, so that's my passion. I want to do all these funny videos. Because right now is the start of the year, and again, for those people who can buy within this 1 or 2 months, my advice is try to buy before Chinese New Year. I shared in the previous live or in the previous some of the shots or video that I've done. Because usually after Chinese New Year, everyone back to reality, and they will start buying property, and transaction will usually perform better lah. So when there's more transaction, then prices will go up higher lor. So my advice, if you can buy a property within like before Feb 17, that's 2E, then it will be good. So you left like 1 month, 10 days. Yes, so I wish everyone Hua if you can buy in this 1 month. And again, for those people who wants to plan how to buy property, I have a webinar tomorrow, you see. I start working already. Yeah, tomorrow, you see, up here, there's a link whereby you can click to my webinar. It's a 1.5 hours lah. So I'm going to share with you all the figures, all the tips lah, where you can buy lah. So yeah, but of course, these are the things that I share, what I'll be teaching in March. Yeah, that's the one I'm doing. So as I say, this year I only do 4 times, March, May, July, October, no more. For IG, I am on live also. So if you have any questions that you want to ask, I will take some questions from there. Okay, so I got people who say that PLB sell not all good projects. Some are shit resale projects. I believe some of them are good. But as I say, there are agents different. If you engage PLB to sell, they will sell whatever you have. So if you buy a good property, you ask them to sell, they will sell a good property. But if you buy a shit dealership property and you ask them to sell your shit dealership property, you can't blame them that they are selling a shit dealership property because you started buying a shit dealership property. So what? So the game plan for Layer is never buy shit dealership property. Buy good property so that when you engage agents to sell later on, they are selling good properties to the next buyer. Yes. Okay. So, IG, hello. You got question? I can answer one. Okay. So we have YouTube 100 over people. We have Instagram less than 50. We have 30 over people. Hi. Okay. So a few things. Also want to take note that this year there are like double the number of HDB upgraders. There are double the numbers of people who MOP compared to last year. Again, I've forgotten the numbers. I think it's around 13,000 HDBs going to MOP this year. Last year was like 6,000 plus. I think so. So of course, from the 13,000 people who is 13,000 families who is going to MOP this year, not 13,000, not all of them will upgrade, ma. There will be a small little percentage of people upgrade. Let's say I also don't know how many. Let's say 10% is already 1,003. Okay, fair. 10% only 1,003, but of course there are other people who have NOA for the last. There are many people who have MOP for many years. We have such people who want to upgrade. We also have people who already own one property looking to buy their second property. There are also people like that. But of course, people who upgraders is very, very important, because once you know there's this group of people who want to upgrade, then of course, people who buy good properties and there are only limited number of good properties, then of course the demand will be more, then the price will go higher. That's a very, very logic thing. That's why I always remind you, you all in my Huakui channel, is to be in the market. That means you must hold something in the property market. You need to have a condo in the property market. If you sell and don't buy, that's the worst mistake to do, because if you sell and don't do anything, you are out of the market. And usually you make 100K per year when you are in the market. So that's why always be in the market. So if you want to sell something, you must buy something back fast. You don't sell already, then 1 year, because that 1 year can be about 100,000 of potential loss. So if you want to build your wealth, get yourself in the market. Okay, so I have some questions here. I think, can you interview some property legends? Wow. Who are? good question. Let me go and think who are the property legends. Have la, all the billionaires la. Okay, but let me go and find someone who those achievable one or billionaire, very difficult. Those achievable one. I have this question, Sean. When you say buy EC, sure what? Because we have to hold 8 to 10 years, correct? Correct. EC forces you to be in the market for 8 to 10 years. Why 8 to 10 years? 3 years to build, 5 years MOP is already 8 years of holding period. If you know another 2 years after MOP, there's 10 years of holding period. Okay. So the question is, if I'm holding a good condo, is it also same what to hold as just as long? Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, correct. So if you hold an EC, why they make so much money? Because they are forced to hold for 8, 10 years. Correct. So if you buy a good condo and you are forced to keep it for 8, 10 years, will you make more? Yeah. So you do not need to buy, sell. So I want to repeat again, because a lot of people has always thought that Eric is a xiao kia who always teach people how to buy sell every 4 years. No. That's why I want to clarify again. As I always say, you only sell something if you can buy something bigger. That's why if you are holding 1 and 2 beta, of course you sell that. Why you keep for 10 years? Because the potential growth for 3 and 4 The bigger one definitely make more than the small one. So if you, example, if you have a track record of making 100K for your, okay, if you have track record of making 80K for your two-bedder for every year, example, will you keep your two-bedder for 80K, or would you buy something that can make double, 150K every year? Yeah, and the only way is to upgrade. So you see, if you doesn't want or don't have any plans to upgrade to a bigger one, then you can keep. But my advice is never keep a one and two bedder. I say many years already. And there are two people telling me, Eric, when you means upgrade, is it meaning that if I have a 1-2 bedder, I should sell now and go for 3? Or should I save more money to go for 3? The end goal is correct. You should go for 3. But you do not need to save up to go for 3, because by the time you have hold on to your 1 and 2 bedder, you have more than enough money to buy your 3 after you sell your 1 and 2. Because with all the proceeds you have made and with some savings over the years, you can definitely buy your 3. So you do not need to save, because you are already in the market. So you just need to put in a bit more and you can buy your 3 already. Some of you can even buy 4. I got people who are even crazier, but these people who are in business, so their salary, their income is a lot higher than average working people. So I got people who upgraded from 1 bedder to landed. I have people who are from HDB to landed. But usually they are self-employed. They are professionals. They are high flyer. But if you talk about normal people, you can just buy. EC is a very good start. Since you need to force yourself to hold for 8-10 years, then you just hold a good one in a good location. So upcoming, I know some of you say, Eric, can you do the first new launch review as soon as possible, because they are going to launch soon? Yes. So this video is, this live stream is also to let you know, yes, I am doing the live stream. I will do the review very soon. I call it the Coaster Banana. Yes, if you like Coaster Banana, I will call you the Bananarians. Yeah, I will call you Bananarians, because they got nothing, only got banana. Yeah, okay. So I'll be doing the review very soon. And since just now I shared that this year there's 24 new launch and 2 ECR, why do you want to buy in an area that has banana? So that's my question to you. So is it you're pressurized to buy because again, agents want you to buy. Agents always ask you to buy all the funny things. Okay, so first question, I get some question from Hot Channel from IG. Do you think there are EC in the southern waterfront areas? Everything is possible. Yeah, everything is possible, but it's very rare. So you talk about, okay, you ask me, is there any EC in OCR? There's plenty. Eric, is there EC in City Fringe? I can only think of Bishan North. It's like 22 or 23 years old. Any other City Fringe EC? So if you say, maybe the waterfront, you have one upcoming EC, who knows? But definitely there are private HDBs, they have announced EC, 不知道 yet. No one knows. Okay, so my next question, both Shara Faith, both my partner and I are 28 years old. Oh, you are so young. Income 15K. Advisable to try for new Tampines West EC or buy resale? If your income 15K, it depends on your budget. It depends how much funds you have. As I say in all my new launch EC videos, I shared that due to the income cap of 16,000, you can't take a lot of loan. And because of that, the down payment you need, I think, at least, if you want to buy a 3-bedder, I think you need to have at least 600,000-700,000 cash and CPF to be safe, on the safe side, to buy a 3-bedder. EC is a good start, because it's easy for you to make a million in after 8-10 years. If you have some issues on the loan, you can't get so much loan, or you don't have a lot of down payment, which you can't buy a new EC, then you go for a condo. Then resale condo, you can take more loan, because they do have the MSR nonsense stuff. Yeah, but again, why government don't want you to take so much loan for EC is because EC is considered a government subsidized property ma. And I think government's mindset is don't take so much loan lah, siao wan, fully pay faster so that you won't create any social problem. then correct. So they don't want you to take so much loan. I think that's the purpose of they set the MSR you based on the same salary at 15K. For condo, you can take like double the loan, but double the loan size, but EC is not a lot of loan. Man. Okay, but EC is a very good start. Even BTO is also a very good start. So don't misunderstand me that, Hua Kui Yi always say that condo is the best, condo is the best. No. It depends on your age. It depends on how much money you have. If I see that you have so much potential that you can do so much in the next 8-10 years of your life, rather than you buy one EC that you need to keep for 8 years, for private, you can buy 2 already. So it depends how aggressive you are. It depends on risk appetite and depends how much money you consider comfortable. Some people having a HDB flat, they feel they are comfortable with it. That's totally fine. But you have a HDB flat and you keep complaining about life, not enough money, and you don't do anything. These are the people who I don't respect at all. Because it's a free will. You can do whatever you want. It's just that you are lazy, don't want to make money and complain about things. But if you are fine, you are happy with what you have, I am very happy for you. Okay, next question. Will you be doing any reviews on Costa Banana? Yes, I'll be doing. People tell me the per square feet is 1,460 per square feet. Thank you, because I have never do any research yet. So I'll be using that. Same thing, I'll compare with the nearby Banana condos there. So I'll compare to see whether Banana price is good or bad. Hi, bro. What is the impact of buying properties before and after 55 years old if you want to use CPF? So the joke that I always say that if you are age 54, it's the worst birthday song that you sing to yourself. Happy birthday to you. Very sad. Then your OA will start in your retirement account. Okay, as long as you... Okay, the thing here is buy as soon as possible. Don't wait until you lao kok kok, you QQQQ, super cutie pie already, then you buy. Because there's a limit of how much you can use from your CPF OA. Okay, for those people who have been working, you have been contributing to your OA, CPF, OA, you are fine now because you have more than enough to settle the retirement account. Then you can still use all your OA. That's fine. It's only for those people, they don't have enough OA. So when they sell their property and before they upgrade, they may need to keep aside a lump sum before they can use a balance CPF. So that's the only impact. But if you have been contributing, it won't really impact you that much. So I think it's still fine. It's just that when your loan tenure is so short and the choices of property that I recommend to such people are still performing properties, but maybe the age is not the very new one. Maybe 20 years old type. Or XEC, these are the things that I will recommend because so that I don't want you to stretch so much and pay so much for the installment. So that's my plan. So wait, next question. Can I do everything for you? I even want to go Japan and do the Nara. I remember the deer. If you don't feed in time, they will bite your butt. I got a video. The deer bite my wife's butt. I think it's one of the videos. You can see. Okay, Nara, I will do. Why you all like all these farm area where people don't buy one? You all got very, very good taste, y'all. Okay, next. Hi, Eric, Shahid here. Long time no hear your live. Yes, Shahid, your Hua Kui leader want to start the momentum of working. So I forced myself to do this live stream to greet everyone. Happy New Year. Okay, the next question. Japanese curry sauce. I waited for Revel at Tampines Rise. Sien, I bought the Tengah EC Auto One. Auto place. My first timer gone. It doesn't mean that auto don't perform. I mean, auto place is one of the EC in upcoming, one of the very huge transformation in Tengah. It's okay lah. It's just that definitely there are better areas, but doesn't mean that your auto place won't make. It depends how you know how much you make, but you will sure make because there are so many developments with them. So one thing is so this is one of the first timer thing. Once you have bought an EC, there's nothing you can do for the next 8 to 10 years. Even you have money, you have 1 million funds, you can't do anything. Can now go and buy Bitcoin. Go and buy industrial property, buy UK property, buy all these. Yeah, whereas for condos, after you buy one, then you have if you have other more funds, you can choose to buy in your spouse's name. Anyway, you can only buy two, that's the max. Okay, I take some more questions. Today, let's finish at 9:50 now. Okay, so before I continue the questions, thank you for all your questions. I want to repeat what's the announcement. I have my upcoming webinar, which you need to register, which is tomorrow, register to watch tomorrow. Second announcement, I have decided to have a price increase for my one-to-one consultation, and the deadline is 31st Jan. So I hope everyone can come on 1st Feb onwards. So if you do not know where to find out all the, where's my number to call, then too bad, because for the last 600 videos, I have put my company's number at the end of the video. If you can't find it, means you are not hungry enough. Okay. Okay, next question. Cupcake Crusader. Wow, all these names are very Gen Z. Just gotten my EC, intending to sell it once MOP and get two properties. How much should I budget and save up for these 5 years? Save up as much as possible. And plus, for those people who have an EC, you do not need to sell. You don't need to sell entirely to buy a second. To buy two, sorry. There's another type. Then no, you have another choice, is to decouple to buy a second. So for EC, it's very good start because you can decouple to buy a second and you already own two properties. Or you only sell if you don't like the place anymore. Then you sell and buy two. But at least you have a choice to decouple and buy. That means you have a choice to keep and buy one more. For BTOs, all these cannot. That's a sad thing. They cannot keep and buy one more unless they do the occupier and small things. Okay, next question. Which condo in Lentor is the best and which is the worst? I think I have shared what is the worst. If you are my YouTube fan, you should know what's my worst in Lentor. That's end with A. I tell you the tip, it's end with A. Okay. Alan, can still buy expressway plus west facing unit if development is good? Okay, it's a very good question that you asked, but let me clean your mind a bit. You deserve better. Why can't you choose one that don't have expressway and don't have west sun? You get what I mean? Like, why do you need to be like that? I only want the west sun and the expressway facing because the project is good. Why got such people? Come on, you deserve better. Get something better. You're going to spend 几百千, a few hundred thousand or million dollars. You can buy something that faces as well as west facing. Hey, mix with the right people. Okay, next question. Royson, Greg. Hi, Eric. Me and my partner looking to buy a walk-up condo. Grande Vista at Yio Chu Kang. Wow, you still tell me everything. 2,000 square feet, built 1993 when I was primary three. Okay, then 1,235 per square feet floor. What do you think of the exit in 8 to 10 years? You see, so very good question. You know, when I do this too long, I will go into my mind of I want to scold people. I cannot. You know, this year, the theme is be kind. Be kind. Yeah. So your hockey leader is learning to be kind. So I'm very happy that you have put all your brain juice. So you see, you have put all your brain juice into a shit dealership property. And you have done so much research on the shit dealership property. You are missing a point, my friend. You should put all your brain juice and effort into a good property. And you choose from the good properties. You don't choose. You don't put so much effort in the shit dealership property. Understand? Okay, I will save your life today. It is a shit dealership property. Never buy such property. But I'm very intrigued. Oh, you see, I'm more good. I'm very interested to know why do you end up Grande Vista, which I never heard before in my life. I learned something today. But why? There are like 2 million properties in Singapore. But why you come into such property? I want to know because it is interesting to me. But everyone, what, I mean, when you watch this live, you will know that there are people got money, but they don't have the knowledge and experience to choose the right property. That's why I keep laughing, ma. But I want to be kind, so I cannot laugh. That's why I really want to set some time for me to do funny videos that I then can educate more people. But I want to know la, why you come to across such property la. Okay, next question. Wani Lima. Okay. Will private condo in the future at Defu MRT or Paya Lebar Airbase after it clears out? Yeah, definitely have la. You even have condos in Coney Island. Because Coney Island is zone residential, but they will not release. They let you go and bicycle, go and smell all the fresh air at Coney Island first. You like the area? They will build residential properties next time. Yeah, definitely there will be. Singapore is so small. I'm not surprised next time Zoo becomes smaller, then you will have your first condo or first BTO or EC faces the Zoo. You never know. Is Queens... Okay, sorry, not this one. Okay, Jason, one lender or two condos will make more money. If you talk about not selling anymore, one lender is good lah. You can keep the lender for now and you will still appreciate because the budget for lender is huge, ma. So it will grow lah. But if your condo, two condos and one lender, I said many times, you only need to service one condo installment because the other condo is totally the renter can cover fully on the of the renter pui. For two condos, you only need to service the one that you stay. The investment one will be fully covered by the rental income. So for landed property, you need to pay the full installment. For the condo, you just pay half only. So it depends on your budget. Second one. Okay, is Queen still a good buy for 3-bed, 2-bath? This person, KP, this person asked, is Queen's still a good buy, 3-bed, 2-bath? Sorry, my friend. Queens, I think you are referring to Queens condo, the 20 over years old one. That project don't have 3-bed, 2-bath. That's an old condo. They only have 3-bed, 3-bath. So maybe there's some error in your project name, or you're referring to other condos. Okay, next question. Bishan has seen very little on new launches. Can these resale condos still see appreciation given that supply in Bishan is low? Correct. Because Bishan, there isn't a lot of good condos there. You only got your Sky Habitat, Sky View, and their rooms are small. That's why the flow over to Jadescape is high. Okay, next question. Can Treasure still increase in price since it is still below 2,000 per square feet? Okay, as I say, Treasure at Tampines... Okay, when you talk about Treasure, there's a few Treasure. There's Treasure at Tampines, there's Treasure Trove, there's Treasure Crest, there's many Treasure. So if I can think correctly to you, maybe your Treasure is Treasure at Tampines. As I said before, Treasure at Tampines is a performing project. If you compare to Nomadam Park, Nomadam Park is a no man's land, it's a cheap property. Treasure is performing. So choose the right property lah. And choose the right size. If you choose the best project, but you choose the wrong size, you will not make money as well. So that's why there's so many things that you do not know what you don't know. True. I do not know what I don't know. You do not know what you don't know. But whatever you want to make money from property, I know. You just don't know. So you need to learn. Okay, next one. Going to finish. 5 more minutes, Vienna. Okay, assuming same area in OCR, similar age near MRT layout, etc. 3-bedroom private condo or 3-bedroom XEC? You have said same area, same age near MRT, same layout, 3-bedroom condo or 3-bedroom EC. Depends on the price. Depends on the price. 8 River Suites 3-2. Okay, 8 River Suites. I call that the Ramesh condo. You don't know why is it called Ramesh condo? You can Google Ramesh condo. They will bring you to 8 River Suites. 3-bed 2-bath for 1.8 million. What are the prospects in 4 to 5 years? You can go and learn 3 years ago how much they make. I don't think they are the one that make 100k a year. Based on my research, I think they make about 60 to 70k a year, which is below the norm. No, as in, it's below my good properties. But if you like Ramesh Kundo, you can consider. Just sold 10 rows, 2-bedder. Very good. Looking to buy a 3-4 bedroom. New launch or resale is better in 2026. As I say many times, resale condos potentially make more than new launch. With the low interest rate, with the rental income being very good, you will make the based on the rental income that you collect for 4 years, is already half of the profits of new launch. Example, if the new launch make 500, okay, like if the new launch make 500, example, if the new launch make 500, your rental income for the next 4 years is already 200 to 250. So what is the chances of your resale condo making another 250 for 4 years? Very easy one. That's less than 100 a year. That's why I say resale condo potentially make more than new launch. Next question. Are there any potential GLS sites at Toa Payoh area in the near future? Hey, this one, do your own research. But if I never do anything, I remember Toa Payoh a bit quite full. I think the only possible ones is at the Caldecott there, right? I think so. I don't know. But Toa Payoh, you don't need to wait for the brand new. You can buy the existing properties at Toa Payoh. Is Park Clematis 3-3 still a good buy? It depends on your entry price. To me, Park Clematis, wow, the price is amazing. If you have a unit there, it's amazing. If you are buying, it's disgusting. Okay, next question. Yan Ang, once we accumulate to 2 good condos, then we can stop flipping and collect rental while staying in the other. Yeah, you can. But if you want to go more, you can go bigger and bigger. So you can start. So the best is 2 3-bed, 3-bath. Then the better one, 4-3. 1 4-bed, 1 3-bed. Then the next one better, 4-4. Then the best one, 4-4, city fringe. Then the better one, 5-bed, 4-bed, city fringe. The best, 5-5. City fringe, oh. Then the better one, 1 3-bedder, 1 landed. I shared this combination of how much you can grow in one of my video. One of my 600 video. Maybe I share in one day where I talk about people tell me that they have achieved 2 private properties and they want to go overseas property. So I tell them, hey, you think your 2 private properties very, very sad. If you tell me your 2 properties is 2 landed properties, then sad lah. But if you haven't reached the 2-lender club, then let me welcome you. Come lah, 2-lender club, very short. You make a lot of money. But start small. But if not, 2-3-3 is good. Better 4-4. Okay. Nasi Wasabi. Nani Wasabi. How will the recent cooling HDB prices affect condo prices? HDB got cool, meh? I thought recently got a lot of record prices like your Clementi 1.5 million, right? And some don't know Hougang or which OCR area, what? HDB 1.3. Got cool, eh? If got cool, then maybe the price will go down together, lah. But I don't see that's cooling, man. Properties near Ai Tong Huat or overrated? Okay, Ai Tong is a good school. Demand is high. Likewise to the properties there. Landed properties near Ai Tong also grew very well. Good condos with Ai Tong in the 1 kilometer also did very well. But there are so many condos, so only choose those performing one. Don't choose those lousy one. Okay, last few question. Yan Lo, I'm letting go of my private condo, thinking to move back to HDB. Yan, you can unsubscribe this video because this channel, I repeat, is for people who wants to upgrade bigger and bigger and not downgrade. Come on. You only live once. You live your life the best. I'm going to let go of my private and move back to HDB. Boom! The first boom of 2026. Okay, next. Hi, Eric. How much property tax do you pay every year for my lender? I can share with you mine. I can't share. I need to ask my wife before I can answer. My previous one, the value is about 8 million. Property tax is about 7,000 plus. The new one, I need to ask for permission, which maybe I share with you one day. But I can tell you, it's a blessing to pay property tax so that you successful. If you pay a lot, means you're very successful. So my wish is to pay a lot. So that means my house very big. or worth a lot lah. Okay, Eric, if 3.5 million liquid fund, oh, you see, got Hua Kui here, got 3.5 million liquid fund, can buy detached not? Can, why cannot? Can. All seems so expensive. Everything is expensive. All asking price is expensive. So you don't, when you buy a property, you never look at asking price. You always look at transaction value, transaction history to determine the value. This is why I teach people to learn value so that you won't overpay the property. In this property market, it's very easy for you to overpay 50K, 100K for lender. It's very easy for you to overpay by 200, 300K. That's why it's very important to have people like me to guide you. But for all the landed properties, I don't teach people. There isn't a cost for this. I only do one-to-one consultation. So you can consider about it. Is leasehold lender always a bad buy? It's not always a bad buy, but I don't advise buying a leasehold lender because this is a Hua Kui channel. We only have freehold lender. If you want leasehold lender, go and buy your condo. Leasehold condo perform very well. Just go for that. Japan curry sauce. Why would people want to buy 4 or 5 beta when family size is decreasing? They rich what? No, you should ask why people are buying 4 or 5 beta. Is it because they rich? Yes. The answer is yes, they rich. Why I have singles who buy 3 beta? No, is it because they like big? No, because the bigger one perform better. Okay, everyone, thank you very much. I think I have shared many, but remember to register for my webinar and take note, my one-to-one will have price increase by the end of this month, January 31st. If you have any advice you want to ask, you can contact my company's number, 860-60670. If you don't know it, but if you can't find the number, that means you are not hungry enough. So thank you, everyone. Still got last question. Is Marina Bay a very good area? Oh, super good lah. Good until one Marina Gardens. OMG is my number one new launch last year. Go and watch my one Marina Gardens OMG review. You will know that that's my number one new launch in last year. Thank you, everyone. See you. Take care. Hey, oh, I.